When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here is your morning brief for Monday, May 16th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. The head of NATO has told reporters that he believes Ukraine can defeat Russia, saying the conflict isn't going as Moscow had planned. It was Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg's strongest comment on the issue to date. Separately, the European Union says its economy would likely contract during the remainder of the year if Russian natural gas supplies were to be halted soon. European governments want to wean the region off Russian energy, in part to deprive Moscow of funds to finance the war. The 18-year-old suspected of killing 10 people at a Buffalo, New York supermarket on Saturday had been brought to a hospital by state police last June for a mental health evaluation after he expressed a desire to carry out a mass shooting, officials said. Peyton Gendron pleaded not guilty after being arraigned on murder charges. Officials are investigating the attack as a possible hate crime. An attorney representing Gendron didn't return a call seeking comment. And JetBlue says it plans to launch a hostile takeover attempt for Spirit Airlines after its $3.6 billion offer was rejected in favor of Spirit's existing deal with Frontier. JetBlue intends to offer Spirit's investors $30 a share in hopes of pressuring the company's management to reengage in negotiations. JetBlue also says it's encouraging shareholders to vote against Spirit's planned merger with Frontier. Representatives for Spirit and Frontier didn't immediately respond to requests for comment outside regular business hours. Markets in Asia ended mainly higher, and European shares were mixed in early trading. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.